Christchurch United Methodist is presenting their Sanctuary Series, and they're going to welcome Voces Nove, vocal group that was founded by Frank Heller, in their next concert. It's Sunday, September 30th at 7 p.m., and Frank Heller joins me. That's the 20th anniversary for the group, and being the creator of the group, congratulations.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you.
Going back 20 years, so what was in your mind, what was your goal with the group?
The goal for this group was to perform a cappella, living American music. And over the 20 years, that's been one of our mainstays. And even in the concert coming up that we're doing called Sacred Living, the composers are primarily living American composers and their music. And we've stuck with that goal, as well as a goal of having a cappella as a part of that over the 20 years. And it's just been exciting to have that work. So,
well, yeah, my next question was, over the 20 years, have you seen a growth in contemporary choral music, or have you seen changes in it over the 20 years?
I think that's been a very exciting thing for us. There are more and more people writing in America today. There are a variety of young, new composers. There's a whole new set of names out there right now, of people that started writing when they were in college and have continued and really have landed themselves in a really exciting place on the choral landscape. I am thrilled that we're able to feature some of those people as well. Dan Forrest, who many of us hadn't heard about even 10 years ago, is now a very prominent name. Jason McDermott is another. There are just several. Elizabeth Alexander, who's been writing for probably 40 years, has taken some prominence in the last 10 years as well. And, you know, they all are modeled in some ways after what Eric Whitaker did. Mm-hmm. Eric went to college and while he was in school, studied composition, began to write for his college choir there. And, you know, one of the most prominent musicians, I think, in the world right now is Eric Whitaker and what he's doing.
Yeah, so, I hear that name more and more.
Absolutely.
In choral circles.
Absolutely.
So when you're presenting a celebration of the 20th anniversary at Christ Church United Methodist, what was your thinking going into selecting the program?
Well, I went from two angles. One was that it was the Sanctuary Series. It was at Christ Church United Methodist, our good friends there. And I wanted to do something that was sacred music, but also accomplish some of our own goals, which were to do a cappella music and to do living American composers. So what we did, or what I did, was formulate a concert called Sacred Living. And the purpose of that concert basically is that all these pieces will make some statement about the way we live, or the way we should live, or the way we could live. And in my mind, how to lead a very artistic but yet sacred understanding of who we are and where we're going. And that's just not about religious connotations, even though that is definitely a part of that. But every life is very sacred. And my hope is that this music will inspire and uplift people to think, oh, that's something that I can carry with me. That's something I can take and use in my own way of life. So that's sort of where this came from. So,
and I know there's a lot to choose from when picking out a program. How difficult is it to weed out pieces? I imagine you start with a bunch, and then you have to get it down to a nice a program length.
And that's very true. We started with about 100 pieces on the list when I started this, and we have like 10 left, plus the two we're doing with the choir at Christ Church United Methodist, and that's exciting too. We have a chance on this concert to not only did they feature Voces Nove in this opportunity, but we get to sing with that wonderful ensemble at the chancel choir at Christ Church United Methodists in two pieces that I'm very excited about. We're going to do the Kyrie from Memorial by Renee Clausen, and we're going to close with My Soul's Been Anchored by Moses Hogan, one of the greatest fresh approaches to African-American spirituals and their own sacredness. So that's going to be exciting. We're going to have probably 200 people singing together at the end of the concert. Wow. So I'm really excited about that as well. So,
well, you also have recordings available from Voces Nove. How many of you?
We've done four over the 20 years. We have a Soul of the Synagogue CD, which was our first CD, which was a compilation of a music festival when we first sang with David Lipp and Adith Yashirin Synagogue. And we've now done three of those, but only one CD. And that was because it was such a marked change in the way Voces Nove did things. And we just absolutely enjoyed that experience, which is why we've done two more with David. The second and third CDs are called Recollections 1 and 2, and they are basically compilations of three or four seasons and live recordings of the group in concert. And then our last CD is the one with Harry Pickens. And I just can't tell you how much fun that was to work on that. Mm-hmm. Harry composed several pieces specifically for Voces Nove. Oh, wow. We hired him as an artist in residence, and in that time we produced the CD. And one of the pieces on that CD is also in this concert, Do Not Stand at My Grave and Weep. And it was a incredible experience for us. In that time, Harry wrote an entire work around Wendell Berry poetry. And I'm excited that we're in the process of talking about a possible second set of Wendell Berry songs that he would write for us. So,
oh, excellent.
There's a lot of stuff there.
So 20 years and still going strong.
I hope so. Hopefully going stronger even. We're just really fortunate to be here after 20 years, and I hope it's another 20.
Well, we do too. It's good to have Frank Heller here. Sanctuary Series presenting Voces Nove at Christ Church United Methodist, Sunday, September 30th at 7 p.m. It sounds like it's going to be quite a breathtaking program, and I'd love to see that many choristers together.
Yeah.
When you combine choirs.
Absolutely.
For more information, the website is ccum.net. Phone number is 897-6421. That's 897-6421. Frank Heller, is there a contact info if people want to know more about Voces Nove?
They can contact us at the phone number is 500-3625, or they can look at the website, which is voces-nove.org.
All right.
Either one.
Again, that's Sunday, September 30th at 7 p.m., the Sanctuary Series at Christ Church United Methodist. Frank Heller, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Alan.